Welcome to Party Line. It is Thursday. Well, we made it to Thursday. And a little Daryl Hall and John Oates helping us out on this Thursday morning. You make my dreams come true. Well, hey, it is that time of dreaming. It's March Madness. We're today it all starts. So we'll see how many dreams come true, how many dreams get crushed. Let's hope that the Boilers, the only team in Indiana. Wow, that's pretty amazing. But we'll see how the Boilers do this this tournament run. They've looking pretty good the last couple of weeks. Let's see what happens coming up. Hey, we got a great show for you this morning. We're going to be talking to the Frankfort Police Department at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking to Parks Department and Street Department. Ryan and Brian are going to be in talking with us all things streets and parks of Frankfort, Indiana. Before we do all of that, though, I want to let you know, 34 degrees right now, looking for a high of 60. They're telling about 63, 65. I'll take it. I'll take anything above 40. That's what I'll take. But we can't do any of this. We can't even talk about the weather. We can't have guests. We can't do anything without these fine people. Our WILO Party Line sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Hope you got your St. Paddy's Day deal. That was 17% off. So great, great opportunity there. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. Carroll County News, DailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for everything Clinton County. Our WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Sheep's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Homes Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. That's a bunch, but we certainly appreciate them bringing you the Hoosierland TV online telecast each and every day on Party Line, and then all the events that are going on in our community. We appreciate them sponsoring like ball games and forums and election forums, all those kind of things. Everything Clinton County and beyond. We appreciate them helping us out. Well, in studio this morning, we've got Brian Kilman and Ryan Edgar. Brian, the director, superintendent of streets, and Ryan, the superintendent of the parks here. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Now, that was in stereo.
That's part of going on the show.
That's right. It's the Brian and Ryan show. That's what we got. Right. And you guys never did tell me. I'm just going by alphabetical order because I don't know who gets top billing. So you guys never did tell me for sure who's going to be, Ryan and Brian. Is it Brian and Ryan?
So we like to change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe it's just the R&B.
R&B show.
I like that too. We could play a little R&B later, and we could, we could really bring this thing in and a little R&B and you kind of a sultry sound, and you guys could take us into sleep time because that's what does R&B does to me. I kind of just like get relaxed. Well, a lot going on. You've got. We'll start with you, Brian. It's tough being working the streets right now with all this wind because it just seems like everything's blowing around. You got trash. You got all kinds of things. But it's also pothole time because you've got all of the variances in temperature that's going on. So tell us a little bit about what's happening, what you guys are doing to help Frankfort with our potholes.
Well, we actually got a brand new hot box at the beginning of the year.
So explain to us what a hot box is.
We get cold patch and we put it in to what's called a hot box, and it warms it up to a certain temperature. With technology now, we used to get it. Our old one, you'd fill it up. We'd use it. Whatever's left in it would just get cold overnight. This one we can plug in and it keeps it warm. Definitely makes the patching better. But we've been out a lot, at least every week. We're pretty caught up, but as you fill 60, 20 come back.
Or oh, yeah.
New ones come up.
How quickly does that that mix harden? How quickly? Quick?
Within minutes.
I would think because, you know, you'd have people driving, you know, you do it and then, you know, people drive over it and hit it and you're like, okay, you just ran over my...
Especially in these temps.
It
hardens up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So a big deal to have that new hot box. It speeds the process up.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Definitely helps.
And so how many potholes? I mean, do you have any idea?
I'd say roughly, I was tracking it and lost track because there were so many, but I'd say easily, I think the last time I looked was about 191
potholes filled. 191. What's the biggest one that, I'm trying to think of what's some of the ones that I have seen around and have actually encountered.
Yep.
What are some of the big ones that you've seen around?
Some of the bigger ones have been around the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
We couldn't get in between the actual rails, but leading up to the railroad tracks were allowed to legally.
Those I would agree. Those are the difficult. Those are challenging and then sometimes you think, well, oh, this was smooth just a year ago, and then you, something happened.
Yep.
And well, speaking of railroad tracks, the CSX is going to be closed next week.
I was getting ready to say, speaking of smooth, we just got Clinton completely. Paved, and now that's going to be a detour for a week. So we're looking forward to that. But NDOT did set up around Frankfort detour, so I'm hoping Semi's GPS pick it up, and they don't even come into Frankfort because they've got detours to come to get to the factories, and they won't even have to come through 28.
Well, but you know, from the north side, we've got the 200. You know, the kind of the bypass there that you can come in off of where Bunnell Cemetery off 39, and it takes you right in to the industrial park. Coming from the south, not so well. You could still come from, if you're coming up 39, you could take either Greenlawn Road or you come around. Is that the route? Is that what they're okay?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we're hoping.
Well, I should be with NDOT. I didn't realize. Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you. Got a grandson that works for him. But the that is going to be a little bit of an inconvenience. I'm thinking about, you know, next Friday, because Fridays in Frankfort on a Friday afternoon, it's wild.
Yep.
Anybody that goes through town, most people try to avoid, I think, going through town or on 28 on Fridays, because I think everybody's trying to get to the bank.
Yep.
Everybody's, you know, picking up last minute stuff and they're, you know, getting ready for the weekends, and it can get crazy. But, good to know we've got the detours. But it is a challenge. See, and I know the last time this happened, they were able to get it done, but I think it was extended a lot. I think we ended up having 2 more days versus just having it done in the whole week. So hopefully they'll get it done. What are they exactly? Are they ripping out the whole?
If you've gone over right there by McKinley, you can tell where part of it's coming apart. So I think they're going to replace that. So,
and that's they just did that not like what 8 years ago, 7 years ago,
something about like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. And but that's a very traffic. Road. I mean, 28 is in a lot of heavy traffic as well. So, okay, Ryan, high winds too. You've been dealing with high winds.
A lot.
Brian's been dealing with potholes.
We've been dealing with trees.
And you've been dealing with trees. In fact, you even shut the park down a week ago.
Sunday afternoon we did. Yeah, we got together and went out there and looked things over, and there was just so much stuff coming down, sticking in the ground, and just felt it'd be safer to put something out there to the public and let them notify them that what was going on and for their own safety. So,
yeah, because sometimes we have to think for them.
Yes, we do.
Unfortunately, you know, sometimes the pod, you say, okay, there's a big tree right there and there's a big limb and maybe I should just avoid that. But you know what? I want to go see a rabbit, so I'm going to go ahead and pat my
That's right, they do.
Or they go climbing over it or whatever, you know. Folks, if you see something like that, it's, you know, the parks are really, we have beautiful parks. We're very fortunate, very blessed, and you know, maybe you just need to stay away. But that was only shut down for a day or so.
Just Sunday.
Okay, so now we were talking off the air that you've got a plan to go in, look for all the dead limbs and trees, and start that whole process of cutting up.
Yeah, we started last fall for doing the lights, pretty much where the trail was, where people were going through, and we did everything on that, and then we've did one round before this last storm, probably 2 or 3 days worth, 6 guys on that, and then the last 2 days we've had two full crews out there doing it again. And then we've had a couple big trees, two big trees down, a couple little small ones down, but we're going to continue working on that, you know, let it get what we can now, then go back through it maybe early summer, see what we need to get again.
Right. When you're looking at do you replace trees? I mean, do you replant trees?
In the past. We was just talking about that yesterday. We probably, some of the bigger ones that we're taking down and mulching up, the stumps and stuff, we were thinking about going in and replacing them.
Right. I know there's got to be species that are probably better for wind and better in park situations. You guys looking at all those different kinds of species of trees that make sure that they kind of sway and bend but don't break and still are surviving. And oaks, I think of old oaks that have lasted for many years, but maybe they have a lot more limb debris. Going back to you, Brian, speaking of cleaning up, you got a big clean. This is usually a big day, a big week. It's a big week in Clinton County or Frankfort because this is Operation Spring Cleanup. Let's talk about that. What can people expect? I think it starts April 27th, right?
Yep. Through May 6th, Saturday, May 2nd.
Okay.
Yep.
So these are items that you can drop off at your place.
Yep.
Okay. So what are some of the things that kind of give us a outline of what people can expect?
Anything except tires and construction material. You've got couches, you've got toilets, you've got any of that stuff.
TVs.
Bring it on out.
Oh, really? They'll let you do the electronics now, too.
Yep. Okay. Well, electronics, you can bring those out year-round to the Wildcat.
Wildcat, right.
Paint, that's chemicals, right. Yep. Anything like that.
So all of this, as long as it's not construction material, you can bring everything else out. So, but sinks... Toilets, you said?
We'll take it.
Well.
There's no drywall, shingles, roofing, nails, anything like that.
Yeah, that's fantastic because and it's great because it's a good time of the year, all the wind, all the crazy, and people just ready to clean up and ready to get some things. And, my wife always has a little list. Well, we've had those pots back there for that old chair that you like to sit in is terrible. And I always say, I think I can get one more year out of it. that's me.
That's right.
I'm always trying to get one more year out of it. And she's like, oh, please, really? Can we just, she throws something over it and says, okay, it's a yard ornament.
Well, the new stuff don't last as long as the old stuff, it seems like.
Doesn't. Well, you're right. In fact, I was just having this conversation with Jimmy Caldwell from Avery Home. They sell patio furniture as well. Mm. And he was saying the same thing. He said, however, of course, he's a good salesperson, but he was saying they do have a line that it's more expensive, but it's at last.
Yeah.
Because that's been the big complaint. You go and buy something, you get all excited, and we did the same thing. We bought a patio set probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it's now. It may make it through the year. I don't know.
Same as me. I did too about 3 years ago.
And I don't know if it'll make it. I know for sure where we live with all the wind and stuff, it gets crazy because it just gets beaten and knocked around and beat up. So the cleanup day is April 20th. Any special? You don't have to do anything special. You have to call. You have to just show up.
Just show up. Just make sure you have identification on you. It's for anyone that pays a current user fee.
Right.
We'll be open till 7 p.m. during the week and then 8 to noon on Saturday.
Right. So these are just city residents.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So people to understand, not the county, but the city residents. Because there is a landfill day, right? I think there's a couple of days where the landfill opens up for all residents of Clinton County, and people can go out there and do drop off. But this is just for the city of Frankfort. How are you guys doing on staff? I'll talk to you, Brian, first.
We are short one.
Yeah,
we are short a labor position.
Okay, you're still looking for someone?
Yeah, we've extended it another week or two for the apps. I'm probably going to shut it down tomorrow and start interviewing next week.
What does that entail?
The labor position?
Yeah, what does that entail?
Basically everything besides operating the heavy equipment. We have operators and laborers. The operators obviously do the sweeper, the loader, those type of things.
Right.
But labor is, your trash, your potholes, but everybody does potholes and all that. Just the only difference is operators operate the heavy machinery.
Do they, and that is a full-time position?
Yep, full-time, 40 hours a week, benefits, all
and
that.
And so how do folks get a hold? If somebody is interested in doing that,
They can just go to the City of Frankfort website, go to the street department, and apply right there.
Okay, so
we also have it on Facebook too. You can just click the link right off Facebook.
So, oh yeah, that's right, the Facebook link. Mm-hmm. So people that are interested in that position, male or female.
Yep.
Yep. So just come out either there or apply online.
Yep.
Oh, and they'll and or give them give folks give the street department a call for more details. And you guys fully staffed, Ryan?
We are. Yes. We will be hiring 3 summer seasonals starting in May.
Okay.
And that'll run till 1st of September. And their jobs details will be assisting Emily with the flowers and mulch and stuff like that.
You've got a big event coming up yourself.
We do, Easter egg hunt.
The Easter egg hunt and the Easter bunny. Are, do you know who the Easter bunny is?
It's a surprise. Yep, March 28th.
Okay, March 28th, and that's a Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's going to be at the TPA Park. And is there a rain date or anything, or is there just...
I'm not for sure. I
rain
don't,
or shine?
Yeah.
The bunny's going to hop.
Yeah, it is going to hop. Hop all around.
How many eggs this year?
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact amount.
Not as many Christmas lights as right. Christmas lights,
that's
but
right.
There are going to be a lot of eggs.
Yep.
Okay. Because we don't want to do a million eggs. That'd be crazy. So so you get to meet the Easter Bunny. You got bounce houses, food trucks, music. A lot of fun. Going to be Saturday, March 28th, just a couple of weeks away, actually. So actually about a week away from this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you'll be... I mean, Easter is right around the corner. It's hard to believe. Golly, this 2026, man, it has just...
Already flying, isn't it?
It has been really flying, that's for sure. So, Easter egg hunt, and that's just a show-up thing, too?
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
can just show up and
yep.
be a part of that. You mentioned when we were talking about new employees or adding employees, the plants downtown and the landscaping and all of that, is that part of their responsibility, some of that? And who's going to do all of that this year?
So the plants and stuff are all ordered. We went through 2 different companies this year, Bittersweet and then Phillips Flowers, sort of split it up a little bit for the park and uptown. But, yeah, they will be grown at their site and then bring to our site, I think, in May, middle of May. And then we'll replant them into the pots that set up town, and then the hanging baskets, they'll already be done. And then we'll get with the provider, and he'll bring them up. Then we offload them there and get them hung up at the end of May.
Can you give us a sneak peek? Is it going what colors we're going to have?
I'm not for sure yet.
You don't know?
I don't know yet.
Okay, just a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Whatever pops out.
That's right.
So, all right. So the baskets. Bittersweet, Phillips, the flowers and landscaping, because there's a lot of landscaping that people don't. I mean, there's little pockets here and little pockets there that you don't know about. Yeah, and you guys are taking care of all of that. And then Sapphire Bay, that'll be opening before we know it.
It will, yes.
And is that fully staffed? Is that a contractual?
Contract. Yep.
Yeah, with another company.
Mm-hmm. Indianapolis.
And are they going to be the same that were last year?
It is, yes.
Okay. You pleased with them?
Everybody? Yeah, they do a good job, yes.
Yeah, good deal. We'd still like to get Glover's ice cream over there.
We'll work on it.
We're trying. They're hard to deal with sometimes in that regard.
Yep.
So, yeah. Everybody wants these margins. They got to get these margins. I understand it, but, you know.
I think it'd go good out there.
Oh, I do too. I think everybody needs a little Glover's, a little taste of Glover's. So, Brian, you don't have to worry about Easter egg hunts or anything like that, but you've got the spring cleanup. What are the couple three things that are, you know, you're worried about as you're going? I shouldn't say worried, but, you know, definitely you're focused on as you're going into the spring and summer months, because totally different world from winter and fall and winter.
Well, spring is obviously with the storms.
Yeah.
Everybody's cleaning up their yards from winter, so we focus a lot on brush. We got brush out today, and it's everywhere. You drive around, you see the brush piles. So we're tackling that, and then what I've always preached since I took over was alley reconstructions.
Mm.
The approaches into the alleys themselves, we're going to We're going to try to run two crews this year, try to hit every alley twice, and we're going to put as much stone down as we can. Will we hit the whole city? No, but we're going to do as much as we can.
So what does that entail when you talk about redoing an alley? I mean, just give us, because we know we're not paving them, but you're stoning them. But so what does all that entail? Because you got to bring it down and grade it. And
we'll grade it. We obviously, when people pull in and out, they're leaving potholes in the alleys.
Yeah.
So we'll grade it down. Then we drag it, we roll it, we wait to see where it settles, and then we'll add stone where that is at. But it's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. But
right, and a lot
it takes
of people,
time.
And a lot of people don't realize, but many of the alleys in Frankfort were brick underneath.
Correct.
Right? And so you get that unevenness of the brick rising, and you know, as it thaws and things come up, and you got to chip that out. Is there any plans to ever just go that deep and get rid of brick? I think you have done that in some alleys. Yeah.
Most of the runs of the alleys are already, the brick's gone.
It's gone.
You'll start noticing, we're noticing more and more and more the approaches.
Okay.
And we always tell because they hold water, but then there's always the bricks.
Yeah.
So we've been removing a lot of approaches is one of our main focuses this summer.
Okay.
So. Getting rid of all that, putting all new fresh down.
Well, and as you mentioned, the approaches, sometimes they get the dip, and that now you got claims and things, people hitting their front of their vehicle or backing out and bottoming out or whatever the case may be.
And those bricks can cut tires, too.
Oh,
we've seen it. So.
Yeah, it's crazy, but that's just something like that can change it certainly can change the complexion of your day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What? I don't need a flat tire right now. So,
nope, it's nice.
Ryan, when you think about parks, you also think about protection. It still amazes me how many times people want to just go do stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
How are things going with that as far as security and keeping the parks? Has there been any more vandalism, or have you guys been able to kind of protect that?
Well, really, to be honest with you, the last couple of weeks have been pretty well. On the weekends, pretty much, we've had quite a bit of calls and had to go out there and break-ins to the concession stands and just people driving through there way too fast. And, you know, you got people out there walking around and doing donuts out there and stuff like that. So we're gonna try. We actually talked about that yesterday, too, about doing it like a second shift, evening shift through the summer to have some people out there to keep an eye on stuff and help the local law enforcement out, because they're out there quite a bit. I mean, if I call them, they're there right after that. So, but yeah, I mean, it's hit and miss. I'm sure, you know, as soon as it gets warmer, all the restrooms are opened up. You're going to get your people. It's going to go out there and do stupid stuff, but.
Yeah, I just don't understand that mindset.
I don't either.
It's. You know, you especially, I mean, I can understand a kid being just stupid and just trying to, you know, bring attention. But sometimes these are.
They're grown-ups.
Adults.
Yeah, you are right.
And you're like, why? If you got a beef with somebody, you know, just why do this and hurt for everyone?
I mean, like filling toilets up with pea gravel?
I know.
It's just stupid stuff like that.
I go back to the time when Kiwanis spent so much money in the Central Park, and they put together the whole shelter, and a lot of people worked and hard, and then, you know, like a week later, we had purchased these concrete, you know, tables, and thinking, and somebody were able to pick the concrete up and turn them upside down and bust the base. I'm thinking, how? You had to have help for that. I mean, that wasn't just a one-man job, but it's amazing. You don't have to necessarily deal with that much, Brian, but I'm sure there's still people that like to graffiti things. And,
all the time.
And do things all on signs.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in charge of signs.
Oh,
and
so
you've got to deal with that and make sure that is working. And but, you know, sometimes just the condition of the human heart just drives me crazy because we get into so many, there's so many dark spaces that I just don't quite understand. But you guys are doing the Lord's work. You're keeping people safe, keeping people happy. Of course, the parks, not only will it be Sapphire Bay, but 4th of July. This should be a big 4th of July.
This is
the 250th year of our country. It's going to be wild.
Yep. Ellen's doing a good job right now. She's been very busy
yep.
getting different contracts and different bands and stuff like that lined up.
Good
so,
deal.
Yep, it's going to be a good one.
That'd be awesome. And fireworks as normal? And
yeah.
Good. So great. It's going to be a great year to celebrate. Of course, you have to take care of the streets to make sure they're all lined up and ready to go when these people, because they'll be, you know, I think we've seen 5,000-6,000 people, you know, there in the park or more.
The Ryan and Brian's, we're going to be booming this 4th of July.
The 250 R&B is going to be, you're going to be blaring R&B and
that's
it'll be
right.
The Ryan Brian. You have that big sign.
That's right.
Ryan and Brian. So you notice he went Ryan and Brian on you.
That's fine.
Brian and Ryan.
Perfectly fine with that. Perfectly fine with that.
Well, the thing that I think we also want to just remind folks, not only about the cleanup, but the Easter egg hunt coming up. March 26th, right? I believe it is the 28th. I'm sorry, the 28th. And then Operation Cleanup, April 27th through May 2nd. That's a week there that people can do that. And then the CSX closing, that's coming up next week.
Yep, Monday.
So that 28th is going to be closed. 28 West, right there by Schultz's Market, is going to be closed for at least a week as they get...
Let's hope just a week.
Yeah, I hope.
Or less.
And you know, maybe they will get it done. Because I think, you know, it's one of those things. I know the railroad's sometimes a little slow, and I know people get frustrated. But I always tell people, if your railroad is not active, then that's not good for commerce. You know,
right.
That means your businesses are booming, things are going, and when you have an active railroad. So I know it's a challenge for people, and I know that it slows traffic down sometimes. But, you know, my brother sent me something yesterday that I don't know if I can figure out how to play it. I don't know. I might be able to because the visuals part of it. But it was a little video about these kids that grew up in like the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And they were just talking about, you mean that we're going to all be looking at a little box and that's how we'll communicate with people. And we're all, and it was just kind of, it was kind of funny how that went. But I share that to say, that we so often, we just don't slow down enough.
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes these pauses, I think they're God-sent because they're saying, okay, time out. You're getting a little too crazy, getting a little too busy. You know, there's going to be a detour.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes detours actually get you back on the right track.
You're right, they do.
So. And sometimes it angers a lot of
people. Oh, yeah. You'll be getting calls, Brian.
Better.
But yeah, you guys can handle it. You guys will handle it. Ryan and Brian can definitely handle it. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We greatly appreciate it. Anything else you want to share with the people? Anything major that we need to know or some surprises that we don't know about? So
nope. Just pay attention when you're out and about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, guys. God bless.
Thank you.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. I'll make them tune up some R&B next time you guys are in. So. All right. Talk to you soon. It is Ryan Egger, Brian Kilman. We appreciate them so much being a part of the show today and giving us an update on what's happening in the parks and the streets of Frankfort, Indiana. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk to Frankfort Police Department here on WILO's Party Line.